At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
BJ and Jamie.
So yesterday it was revealed, the bridge to nowhere, they called it. Well, it's going nowhere because it got defeated with the online survey. Jared Polis, our governor, he was all about this thing. And then he decided, hey, you know what? I'm getting a little backlash. People don't want to spend $27 million for a bridge. Here's what I'll do. I'll put it on the internet. What could go wrong on the internet, right?
Right.
We even predicted, oh, this is going to be bad. The internet can be brutal. All right, here are the results after 5 days of people voting.
In just about 5 days, over 82,000 people said no to this proposal to make a bridge from here all the way over to the Capitol. That means only about 3 to 4% of people actually wanted it, which was an idea to celebrate Colorado's 150th anniversary next year. The project drew criticism from numerous groups, including veterans who said their monuments and memorials would be, quote, desecrated by the bridge. Opposers also did not like the $20 million price tag.
Down the drain.
I think we actually have him talking too on number two right here.
Oh, okay.
Right here in this system.
All right. Yeah, Let me find that. Here's the governor.
Over 84,000 people replied to the survey, which is huge. I mean, that's like huge. I've done very small things in the past, had 1,000 or two. I mean, this level of interest is amazing, which is very exciting that so many people are interested in Colorado's 150th birthday, America's 250th. And overwhelmingly, about 94% don't want to do the walkway. So I am going to do everything I can to make sure there is no walkway built. And 94% of the survey participants agree with that.
There's very few things that you can put out there for a vote that will get 90% or 94% no. Very few.
Yeah, I
mean, it's very few. Yeah. That's how much people hated this idea.
And I will. Okay, listen. Can we just give Polis? I mean, I know I love his tennis shoes and stuff, but can we give him credit for being funny?
What?
Because he was funny. He posted a picture on Facebook under Governor Jared Polis, and he's in an orange, you know, like a vest, like a construction vest. And he's basically saying, look, I commit my time and effort to prevent the walkway from ever being built ever. I'm going to chain myself to the Capitol Plaza. I will make it stop. Don't you worry. And it was, you know, it's funny. Like, he did something funny.
That's the only way you can answer that poll.
Yeah.
I never could figure out how a bridge being built was a celebration of 150 years. A celebration would be like have a concert. A big party in the park, something, a celebration. How is a bridge a celebration? I didn't even understand the connection.
It's going to be like kind of a monument, you know, thing, probably.
Yeah. Well, and again, the veterans were upset about it because it was going to block one of their monuments.
Yeah. I mean, they're kind of more important than a bridge.
Man, oh man, 94%.
Plus, I told you, the way that I saw the design built, it's like in a circle, so it'll take you an hour to get across the street.
And now we have a $27 million surplus. What are we spending on now?
Well, he hadn't raised the money yet.
Oh, crap. So, and you had a good idea. Off air, you said that he looked like the village people with that vest on,
he did.
Right?
Yeah, he did.
He looked like he could be a member of the village people. Maybe that's what you do for the celebration. You bring in the village people.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
You add him as the road maintenance guy or whatever.
YMCA. That's the way to celebrate, man. Well, the bridge to nowhere goes nowhere. There you go. It's a settled deal.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.